If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the False Silver Wolf, Aaron, and with me, what was yours, Jay? I forget. Oh, and with me is, the man who has Beastmanitis, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty hot, but...
Yeah, it's a hot one today.
Yeah, but I'll be fine. So, Jay, to conclude Animal Month, Jay, you might not have known it because we always forget to announce it before every episode, but coming to a close is Animal Month. What did we watch?
We watched the Beastmanitis classic, BNA, a.k.a. Brand New Animal.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready, Jay?
Yes, and this is from Wikipedia. So, set in a world where humanoid animals known as Beastmen exist, the series follows Michiru Kagamori, a normal teenage human who one day suddenly turns into a Tanuki Beastman. Running away, she seeks refuge in Anima City, a place set up for Beastmen to be able to live as themselves, and meets a wolf Beastman named Shiro Ogami. Together, they investigate why Michiru has become a Beastman and becoming mixed up in an even stranger events in the process.
Yeah.
Basically. It kind of, the last sentence I said kind of sounded weird, but it's pretty much, you get the gist.
All right, Jay, you ready for some facts?
Yes.
These are going to be real quick. So it's a 2020. It's a comedy adventure. 12 episodes. This is created and directed by Yo Yoshinori, who also directed Little Witch Academia, the series, and the movies. It's from Studio Trigger. They've done Inferno Cop, Killer Kill, and Darling in the Franxx. And am I missing
Inferno
something?
Inferno Cop did a cameo.
Yeah, Inferno Cop did a cameo, and I totally missed it, and I was like the only one who didn't see it. This is licensed by Netflix. And it's actually, like, a legit Netflix original. They put a lot of money into it.
Okay.
The music was by Mabuna. And he did Kids on the Slope and Megalobox.
Okay.
The opening is Ready 2 by Sumare Morihoshi, which is the voice actress for Michiru. And the ending is Night Running by Amy. So, what did you think about the music in general before we talk about the openings and endings?
The music's great.
I love the music in this anime.
The music is fantastic in this anime. Probably the best thing about this anime, in my opinion, is the music.
Yes. But I want to say by far, I think actually the best thing about this anime is, we'll get into it, the character design.
Oh, yeah. Character design's also very high up there.
Yeah, aren't character design... Which is weird, because it's like, I'd say it's like art and character design is probably number one. Mm-hmm. 1A, music is like 1B.
1B, yeah.
And then like, story is like 5. it's not even 1 through whatever.
Yeah.
Characters would probably be also like number 3. Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, music is really, really good. A lot of cool different mixes of different types of music as well.
Yeah. One song that I really enjoyed, I think it was in the last episode, and it was playing when Michiru and Nazuna, I think, had their first fight. It's like a very like electronic song that sounded kind of like I don't want to say evil, maybe like suspenseful kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was really cool.
Yeah. And then, God, these opening endings, both really solid.
Oh, yeah. The opening, to me, is very Trigger. It sounds like a Trigger opening.
Mm-hmm.
The song, at least. The actual, like, opening itself with, like, the art and stuff like that, it's like really fast, like Mob Psycho and stuff.
Yeah, it's real fun.
Yeah,
I was telling my my roommate about it, and I was like, "There's really cool, like, subtle hints to things in the anime."
Yeah.
Like you can see Mitru like transforming into different animals in the opening. It's really cool. There's like a lot of really cool details. There's like the shot of all the fake animal products that are there.
Oh yeah. I like a Dogway instead of Subway.
Dogway, what, there's like the KFC one.
And Burger King, I think it was
It's a
Kitty King or something like
Kitty
that.
King, yeah. And instead of the two buns on the burger, it was two cats sleeping. That was really
Yeah,
cute.
that needs to be a shirt.
Yeah. What was the other one? I think it was Dogweiser for
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember some sort of beer thing.
Yeah, really cute. I really liked it. And then the ending, oh my goodness.
Yeah, ending is probably the best song.
And I love that it's incorporated into the anime. Like it's a song that means a lot to Michiru and
Oh yeah.
what's the
It was
friend's
such like it
Nezuna?
gave me like a what?
Nezuna, right? That's her name.
Yeah, Nazuna, yeah.
Nazuna.
Yeah, but that song is like it gives you like when it's used in the actual anime, it gives you like a really like nostalgic, fuzzy feeling.
I think that's it's perfect. Like the first shot that you see of it. Okay, so I think they used this shot too many times, but it was the
Which one?
shot of Nazuna and Michiru sitting on
Oh,
the
in the hospital?
well, no, not in the hospital, but when they're sitting on the bench listening to the song for the
Oh,
first
okay, yeah.
time. I wish it they only would have showed it like once, but like every time that song comes up, it'll bring that. I think it happens the second time. And
Yeah.
it brings up that same image again, like trying to remind you, oh, this is their song, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of probably preferred it if it was like the first time and that's it, but
Yeah.
whatever, you can't have everything, right?
The ending song for me, it really reminds me of People Pass. Is that how it was? What song? The song from what's the one
Lilico?
from? Yeah, Luluko. Yeah.
Oh, also Studio Trigger, Lilico. I was like, I know I was forgetting something. But the ending song to that, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it really has the same gives me the same kind of feeling.
Super vibe,
Yeah.
essentially. God, and then the visuals. There's something about Yo-Yo Shinori and like ending visuals. Like he likes doing it like super cool because he boarded this as well. He boarded the ending, and he boarded the OP, which is really cool if you think about it. Like if you look back at like the Little Witch endings, I think the second ending is a lot like Brand New Animal's first ending, where it's like at like not abstract art, but it's a different type of art.
Yeah. Kind of the art for the ending kind of reminded me of like 90s American
I
cartoons, kind
thought
of like Batman Beyond or
the
something.
thing that it reminds me of is like the old Progressive ads. I don't know if you remember with the spy. It totally just reminds me of that. Yeah, showing our age, Jay, early 2000s
I know,
Progressive ads.
right? But who remembers Batman Beyond?
Exactly. It's a really, really dope song. I really enjoy it. The endings for the Cherry Bomb Awards this year, gotta be rough, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good ones. All right, you ready to go in the general, Jay? All
Yeah.
right,
What
hold
do you have? What do you got
on. I gotta pull up
for
my
general?
notes. All right, so this anime to me was wasted potential.
Okay, yeah.
So
I can see
for
that.
what I'm gonna say, I'm gonna preface this, right, with I really enjoyed the anime,
Yes.
but it could have been a lot better.
Yeah, it was like missing that special ingredient.
So I feel I don't I couldn't confirm this anywhere, but I feel this anime was supposed to have 24 episodes to it. Because if you look, I was just putting it together. If you look at the first six episodes, the main focus is the family. And it's building up to the family. And then after Nazuna comes in, the family's completely dropped. Like, we don't hear anything about the family until episode 11 or 12 when Flip comes back to help. To help. Oh my goodness, why am I blanking? Shiro.
Shiro.
I 100% believe that the original first choir was supposed to be facing the family. Like the first half, the first gang 12.
Family?
Yeah. The first episode was probably supposed to face the family. And gang then the second half. Yeah, Gang Orca, exactly. And then, apparently he's a beluga whale.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, beluga. And then the last half was supposed to be against Sylvasta, which would have made perfect sense. Because Studio Trigger usually follows, a lot of the Trigger follows like the same plot line where you have a minor threat in the first half and then a major threat in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels so weird there's no stepping stone between in the anime. They go straight from like almost slice of life mystery to like this guy's gonna commit genocide or trying to commit genocide essentially.
I know, right?
So it didn't work for me. Even though it was like really cool, the anime takes a lot of logic leaps to get there instead of subtly trying to get us there, which happens. You look at Little Witch, you know? It has that subtle build up to the very end.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really wanted to like this anime, Jay. I really wanted to love it, I should say. I like it. Really wanted to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I
know you were really excited about this anime when we were going into it. And then you read some reviews.
I read a headline.
You said bland new anime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, someone said, is this a brand new anime or a bland new anime? And it's not a bland... I don't think it's bland whatsoever. In the storytelling, maybe it's bland. But in the characters and the character design, like, I think all the characters are really dope in this anime.
Yeah.
I want to know more about a lot of these characters.
Yeah, a lot of them we barely spent any time with.
Yeah, and then we have, like... So another real quick point, I want to get back to this, why I think it was 24 episodes. There's a point where Michiru is like, oh, I want to, you know, I love this city, I want to protect it. And I was like, well, we've only really seen you interact with the denizens of the city, like, once or twice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, there was something missing. Chronologically, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Chronologically, there's something missing. And then, it has the same problem I felt like Carolyn Tuesday had, where in Carolyn Tuesday, at the end, the last episode, they're bringing everybody back, and it's supposed to be like, oh, look at all these people are coming back from their past, but it's like missing some impact, like, oh, we were supposed to see more of these people, so it's more like surprising when we see them again.
Yeah, I can get that, yeah.
And it was the same thing for this one, it's like, oh, freaking, the cops show up, the dog shows up, and then the bird guy shows back up, and then Flip shows back up, and it's supposed to be like this whole, oh my goodness, but it just missed the mark with me. It felt too rushed.
Yeah, I could definitely, the only person we were missing was Flip's daughter.
Oh, she was there. She wasn't fighting, but she was in the crowd.
Okay.
Or unless it was another dolphin girl. What else? Yeah, it was just really rushed.
Yeah, especially the end, for sure.
Man, and then I got to dock it points. They didn't make it to space, so I got to dock it.
I know.
There was so...
When Alan opened up the top, I was like, oh, here we go.
I was so excited.
They're going to use the bees to fly to space.
I was so excited. I was like, I was watching the 12 episode, I think episode 11, I was like, okay, they're going to try to set up space right now. And then they get to episode 12, and I was like, any day now, they're going to get to space. And then what I thought was going to happen was, like, Michiru was going to break the controller, And then he's going to be like, oh, it's too late. They're being controlled by my satellite up in the atmosphere.
Oh, my God. That would have been the perfect reason to go to space.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, Mitchell's going to have to go fly supersonic up into the in the atmosphere and destroy it.
Yeah, Shiro's going to have to do like a giant baseball pass all the, to throw her all the way up there.
Oh. And then that went away like really fast.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that really got me was when Alan turns into the Cerberus, and Shiro's about to beat him in the stadium. Yeah. I thought Shiro was gonna like jump up into the air and do like almost like a seismic toss thing where like he'd throw him all the way up into space. To toss him back down. I was like, give me like a scene, and I don't need like a lot of thing in space, but I'll take it. Or like I was really hoping like their two blasts together would like open like a wormhole or something. Something cool.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. So, I mean, I was a little let down with no space, and I was like, anything. Oh, the other thing I was like, when Alan turned into the Cerberus, when he was just like, looked like he was like Super Saiyan for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, please tell me the Beastmen are aliens. Please.
Or descended from aliens.
Yeah, if it was something stupid. It'd be, I was ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Yep. No reference to space. No going to space. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just gods.
Just gods, exactly. You know what? I really love that idea about Brand New Animal, where they're like, Beastmen were like revered as gods. That's why we have like Anubis, like a wolf head.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that's pretty, like, that's a pretty cool idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed that, the real world aspect of it from the first episode, right?
Yeah.
Where they just show like, the Egyptians are like, like the only thing that they showed, right?
Yeah. I also really like we got the question answered that we asked in Agretzko, like what happens when two different species mate?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. It's like, oh, you just become one of the parents, not a combination of the both.
Yeah, there's no ligers. There's only a lion and a tiger.
I think that's pretty cool too. Like even within the same like, I don't know, if the same family or genus. I think it's family of animals. They still don't come out mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Even
though Alan was calling them mixed breeds, even though, would you even consider them mixed breeds?
Well, yeah, they're mixed blood.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Now the real question is, what happens when a beast man and a human, yeah, have a kid?
You get Michiru.
Yeah, exactly. See, that part also bugs me. I mean, we don't get the reason why they can transform into different animals as well.
Yeah.
Because they just made that explanation of like, oh, the beast man blood makes you able to transform at will. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, whatever you think, you can just become.
Yeah, you'd think if you'd only transform into that specific blood that you got.
Yeah. Like, why was the blood like that? Why could the blood...
Maybe it was mixed breed blood.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Shiro's blood.
All right, are you ready to move on to our...
Imagine that if it was Shiro's blood and then Michiru's blood also saves Shiro.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like the cure is from his own kind of DNA.
Right.
Like kind of like snake venom or something.
Basically. Okay, you ready to talk about art and cinematography, Jay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, art. God dang, this art is beautiful. I love it.
I love the characters. They're so good.
Would you want to talk about the characters first or the background first, Jay? What do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about the backgrounds.
So, I love the cityscape.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, there's a lot of great set pieces in this anime.
They often show, like, like meet you in the air or something like that, and you see like the whole city and how vast it is. It looks really cool. It's like you're watching it, like looking at the city from like some sort of sky tower or something.
From a bird's eye view?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess so.
One of my favorite shots is them looking at Anima City from Japan, essentially.
Oh, yeah, from across the water?
Yeah, from across the water. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I always like that the city is always building. Like, you can see there's, like, cranes and stuff. It's always building up, even though it's been there for 10 years. It is an actual city trying to create skyscrapers. Uh-huh. Really cool.
You know, I was thinking about this. You know how they were saying that, like, oh, once, like, a certain animal is very territorial when, like, a different kind of animal gets in its space, and that's what's causing, like, a lot of conflict and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, why can't they just be, like, Zootopia? And, like, okay, here's, like, the savannah. The ward. Here's the, yeah, like, the different areas.
I guess they could. I don't know or not.
Yeah.
But now...
You know, one thing I did enjoy about, like, the animals and stuff is that even, like, small animal, like... Normally, small animals can be really big because there's the mouse, that baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was hella tall, like, bigger than Michiru.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. I really enjoyed that.
All right, so character designs.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Yo-Yo Shinori is, like, the king of, like, character designs. Because Little Witch has, I think, all of them are good. There's no bad character design there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's a bad character design here. They're all really good. The only nitpick I kind of had was Alan looks a lot like, God, I had his name. The guy from Little Witch. Andrew.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He looks a lot. I guess
he does look like him.
He looks a lot like him, except for Andrew is brown. Donkey. Yeah, donkey. brown-haired. And then, Nezuna, I never really saw her as a fox, which is weird.
Yeah.
She looked more like a rabbit to me.
Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah. I did have that same kind of feeling. I was like, is she actually a fox? Because, I don't know, she's like a little too... I don't know, foxes I guess are slender, but I think she's a little too slender to be a fox.
I don't know, I always thought she was like a rabbit, but I guess she doesn't have the ears. Maybe because she didn't have like the dog-like nose. Maybe that would have made it a little bit better for me, but...
Okay.
Anyway, she's also really cute, though, in her animal form. She's all pink. Mm-hmm. Did you notice, or I don't know if you... Or I guess, did you notice that? So, she's a fox, Michiru is a tanuki. Those are two, like, magic creatures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess...
Two Japanese folklore creatures.
Yeah.
Especially...
Nine-tail fox.
Yeah, especially foxes are known to be... They can, like, transform into things.
Yeah, they could... They're, like, mischievous creatures, right?
Yeah. Think of other characters. All the bears.
Oh, really... the bears are great.
Ah, they're adorable. There's the one, God, it's like, I don't know what they're calling, like the ring-tailed fox, the ring-tailed bears, what they're called.
Red pandas?
I don't know if it, no, that's the red panda, that's Jackie. Jackie's the red panda. Isn't it? I thought she was, or he was.
He's some sort of bear. That's
it's the one with the swirly glasses is the one I'm trying to...
Yeah.
That one I thought was really cute of all of them. Yeah, and I really love... Even when they're in their human forms, you can kind of guess what animal they are.
Yeah. Like when they're big and bulky, you know that there's something big like an elephant or a rhino or something like that.
Yeah, their character designs like really transfer over to their human forms.
I wish we could have seen like the bear team like in human form. Did we ever see that?
Yeah, when they're in the slums.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, when they're, like, having, when they invite Michiru over, right?
Yeah. You see them then, and then they're also human in the, when they're in the church.
Okay,
eating the crust. Yeah. All right, Jay, do you have any cinematography you want to talk about? besides the, well, I mean, we could talk about the fight choreography. The fight choreography is A1 in this anime as well.
Oh, yeah, super cool. Really enjoyed it.
One of my favorite camera shots, like in the same fight, but when they're trying to lift the rhino up, or Mitchell's trying to lift the rhino.
Yeah.
There's a really cool shot of he flips Michiru like off of her to the left, and the camera is focused on her. Mm-hmm. And then the wolf, I can't remember the wolf's name, Shiro. Shiro tells her like, "Oh, you have to, you know, you have to be stronger than that." Uh-huh. And then Michiru like flies out of the frame to go on top of him. And then, so the center focus is the rhino, and then the camera, like, pivots around the rhino to where Shiro is. And then you see, like, from the top, Michiru comes back down and grips onto him, and then Shiro starts running towards him. I thought that was a really, really dope shot. And then the next one is, in the same fight, when Shiro becomes the white wolf, the rhino's, like, running at him. And then the camera like super zooms in on his face, and it gives like an extra like it gets like the bridge of his nose, and it looks like it's like more 3D, and you can see like the anger in his eyes. Oh, it's so cool.
One shot that I really liked, it was in the last episode. It's like I don't know. It makes me think like I don't know. It's like very topsy turvy. Like you couldn't tell what was up and what was down. When Michiru was trying to rip the console off, when Alan was like sending all the droids out, and he hits her, and like she hits like some metal bars or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and I think she's upside down or maybe she's right side up, but the it goes from Mizunu to Alan, and then it's just like the camera just. Like rotates like
that's cool.
180 degrees, and it's like really cool, and it makes you feel like what's up, what's down, how is Michiru upside down, or
like how discombobulated she is in that scene,
and he's like at the same time he's just like explaining his motive or whatever, or like how I forget what he's explaining, probably like how like pointless it is,
how
to fight
evil he is
or something, like yeah, he's saying something.
He's such a which is funny. He's such a cartoon character.
Oh yeah,
a cartoon bad guy.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when he was like, "No, that's impossible." Like, okay,
I'm sorry. I really also really love the aerial shots of Nezuna during the idol performance. I thought it really captured like the grace of her. It looked pretty cool. I'm trying to think of any other. Oh. Another really dope, like cinematic scene, and it's the cool juxtaposition of the scene. So we had to touch upon it earlier, but when they're listening to the ending song, the first time they're like really close together, and they have the wireless earbuds listening to the song.
Yeah,
it's a really nice juxtaposition when they're fighting. And then like, they're like farthest away they can be in the car,
mm-hmm.
and they're both looking at each other through the window, and I thought that was really good. I was like, it's really basic, it's really on the nose, but I really liked it. I thought it was really cute.
It was done really well. The reflections on the windows, and it was really cool.
See, but the thing I don't like about like that's the scene that Nezuna like. Basically, it's like, what am I doing? You know, this is my friend. After being, like, completely against it to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel there's something, like, we're missing something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe just because I'm a fanboy and I wanted this. I really wanted them to fight.
Like,
how cool it would have been if they were, like, transforming into different animal parts and fighting each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and... Not Nezuna would win, I think, because she's knows how to do it on command.
Yeah.
And Michiru just does it on instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd just be really cool if that was how they like bridge the gap or whatever. Or, like, somehow, of course, it's, like, triggers, so, like, Michiru somehow comes out on top or whatever. And, like, oh, yeah. We're supposed to be friends or whatever. And, like, crying. And then they both, like, cry.
And that's what brings them closer together or something.
Yeah. But we don't get that. We get the window scene, which I think is fine. I enjoyed it. A really cool scene. I just really wanted to watch them fight. That would have been pretty cool. And then how they film, especially like in the beginning, the sudden transformations of Beastmen. Looks really cool. Like there's like a dark shadow over them as they go into their beast form. It's unfortunate that we don't see those transitions a lot. Most times it's like go to another character and then transition back to the character and then they're a Beastman.
Yeah.
Very basic transformations.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they is a like general thing? You think they ran out of money?
Or maybe Netflix gave them a deadline and they had to just like
that could have been scramble it too. Or something. Cause another like fun fact about this anime was I think like 2 weeks before they aired the anime on TV, they aired the first 6 episodes on Netflix in Japan. Oh, really? Yeah. And then 6 weeks after that, after the initial run on TV, they did the next 6 episodes or the last 6 episodes on Netflix.
That's kind of a weird way to do it.
Yeah, it was a weird way. Like it ended. Like you could, if you had Netflix, you could watch it like before a month ahead. Yeah, before everyone else could in Japan. Which actually would be a selling point for me. If Netflix did that over here, I would totally be down for that. Like, let me binge six episodes of anime and then wait a couple.
Do on it.
Yeah, but I do also love watching it. I haven't watched anime week to week in a while, but I also do like week to week when you're watching it with somebody and you can talk about it.
Yeah, talk about each episode stuff. That's always fun.
Yeah. Any other cinematography, Jay?
One thing I actually really enjoyed was you know the concert. There was like Nazuna was like performing like their song and stuff like that, and Michiru and Shiro were like backstage having like their argument, and Shiro had a gun and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I really enjoyed was the sound directing of that, those parts like juxtaposed to each other, because like you get the full literal concert happening outside, and then the transition into the backstage area was really cool. Like how they handled the sound directing,
where like it's a little drowned, the music's drowned
and. It's like when I was looking at it, I was like, man, this kind of like, for some reason, it reminded me of like a Street Fighter stage. Like, you know, like a whole bunch of stuff is happening in the background, but there's a concert in the background, but they're doing their own thing right here in front of us.
I really like the juxtaposition of like how light, like it's so bright on the outside with all the lights, and then he goes to the backstage and it's just dark. It's just, this grittiness is happening backstage. Like, the light reflects. Yeah. Jay, the one thing before we go on to characters, I didn't get... Maybe you can help me explain it to me a little bit, because I didn't 100% get it. Nezuna knew about the disease, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, why did she think letting everybody know... she was lying to them was gonna be okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like, that's the first thing that I would question is, like, wouldn't that just aggravate them that somebody that, like, they followed or religiously is not who they are?
So,
like, everything that they believed in was a lie. I mean, that's the first thing that I would think of, but maybe she was just like manipulated or something into thinking a certain way.
That's the one thing I was hoping that we'd get. Like, show us the relationship between Nezuna and the snake guy. I forget his name off the top of my head right now.
Boris.
Boris. His name was Boris.
Yeah.
And then we never really got what Boris's affiliation was with like how he got into the lab and stuff, like who initially abducted her,
yeah,
and all that. Mm-hmm. We never really got into that either, which also feels like something that was cut for time.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to see, because she like implicitly trusts what Boris tells her.
Yeah.
Even when
she's always defending him, and then it just ends up that Mitsuru's right, that he's just a creepy dude that like just wants her, I guess.
Like again, it would have been nice if we could have seen more, like. Up until that point, we kind of, it's kind of to believe that Michiru is overprotective.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really get to see that she's right. We just, and the anime kind of like berates you for assuming that she's right in places. Because she's always jumping to conclusions. And at some points, Nezuna makes the point of like, she's like, I never asked you to help me. You're the one who just, you know, jumped in to help.
Yeah.
Which is true. I was like, she has a point there. She didn't ask you to help her out in this situation.
Yeah.
But I wish we would have got more. Maybe even like a story of when they were like humans would have been like a nice episode.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Again, rushed anime. Speaking of rushed anime, Jay, let's go underutilized characters first, because I feel this anime has a lot of them.
Flip's daughter.
You know what? I have her as one of my favorite characters. I feel like the one episode was nice to have.
I guess just what else could she have done?
Yeah. In
the anime.
So
I guess you're right.
This is what comes down to it. If my theory, if I'm not even gonna say it's a theory, the thing I would have wanted, if the family was the first half villains, we could have got more of her, maybe in that finale.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been really cool. And again, if the family was the first half villains, we could have got more Flip. I really like Flip. Is such a cool character.
Yeah.
Really well designed. We don't even get to see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Flip is in my favorite scene of the anime where they throw the dude to the fishes.
Yeah. Oh man, that was cool.
Well, so was that
guy Piranha? Was underutilized as well, right?
Who?
The guy that was thrown into the water.
Was he in it? I didn't even meant. If he was
wasn't
more...
Wasn't he the one that, like, messed up the shipment, and that's why,
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Nazuna... That was the, Todd Habercorn... That wasn't Todd Habercorn's character, was it?
No, Todd Habercorn was just, like, a bit person in this anime.
No, he wasn't one of the doctors? He was one of the doctors.
I don't think so.
He was the...
I heard him in the crowd of, like, a...
He was the chameleon.
Scene.
He was the chameleon, or... The lizard.
Sure.
Yeah, the one that his tail was choking Michiru. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but...
I'm pretty sure that's Todd Habercorn. I'm like a good 95% sure that's Todd Habercorn.
Maybe, yeah. I think you might be right.
But anyway, where was I going with this? Yeah. Really underutilized, I feel.
Okay.
I feel Alan, I don't know if he's underutilized, but he's 100%, I think, undercooked as a villain.
Yeah, he's very, I'm a bad guy, that's it.
Yeah, like, I really wanted him to be, because you can see he is kind of like a mass manipulator, he has a silver tongue. I just wanted to see more of him. Yeah. I never felt like he was like a crazy villain, but he's always over the top as well.
Yeah, and I felt like he was kind of predictable as well. I don't know if that's maybe the more the story is predictable, not just him.
Yeah,
because I saw a mile away that he was involved with that first Animal City somehow. Yeah. And I was like, okay, he's probably some sort of descendant, or he probably is that same guy that Shira didn't manage to kill.
That was really cool. I really liked that. It was the Savasta family. Mm-hmm. That was really dope. Goodness, what? Oh, let's go. I thought I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you a question. I forgot. It's gonna be another general question. Anyway. And then I have Mary the Minx, the yeah. Mink. She's in the anime a lot. I just wish there was more of her.
Yeah, I wish there was like a bigger plot line other than she's the one that got Michiru in the city and she got her a phone.
Yeah, she's a really neat character. Mm-hmm. Do you have any least favorite characters?
Maybe the baseball coach? Didn't really like him too much.
Oh, he was the first Beastman baseball player.
Yeah, I guess that makes me feel bad for him.
Huh? Yeah, and they were all being racist to him, and he killed them all.
He killed them all. I know, right? You'd think he'd be in jail.
I do like at the end he has that that thing of he becomes a. He's like, I don't want your money. I'm gonna be a
baseball coach.
I want to win baseball games. Mm-hmm. All right, so favorite characters.
Okay, Jackie.
Jackie, I love Jackie. Adorable.
Yeah, my favorite scene in the anime is Jackie buying the water purifier and just throwing it into the sewer and start drinking water. I thought that was really funny.
What was it? What was she selling? It was like spring. It's like spring-like spring water.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
it's adorable. Something like it for 10 yen a piece. Mm-hmm. I guess another underutilized character, and she's like my favorite character is Grand Grandma.
Oh yeah, Grandma is really cool.
Grand Grandma and her gang, I would have mm-hmm. really loved her to see more gang. Of them. Her dope cat gang. Everyone was like felines. What was Grand Grandma? What animal was she?
A bunny.
Could have been. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember either. Maybe she's on the wiki. Hold on.
Also, I really like. I don't say I really like the idea, but like Rabbit Town, like the idea of Rabbit Town being the
ghetto.
Well, the ghetto slash like the red light district, as well. Yeah, that's how I kind of got the feeling of it. Mm-hmm. Especially against rabbits, so I was like, "Oh, that's pretty neat."
Yeah, rabbits mate a lot. Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about Michiru's? How do you feel about Michiru? Let's say let's start it off there.
I like her. She's a decent main character.
She's really cool. Again, I think just like Alan, she's a little undercooked.
Okay. Yeah.
She's more developed, I feel, mm-hmm. but I need more time with her, man.
Yeah, for sure.
There's so many like really fun adventures they could have went on, like for filler stuff, and it would have been so cool. And just to get to know more of her, mm-hmm. How you feel about her? What animal is her Luffy arms, though?
An orangutan.
Maybe. I'm hooking up with an orangutan. Tonight. Yeah, and then I think her powers are really overpowered as well.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Cheetah legs,
she could just transform into arms. A chameleon and blend in. I thought that was really
cool. That's cool. That could have been used a lot more with the chameleon stuff.
Yeah, that was really cute. The gorilla arms or I kept on every time I saw him, I just thought of the SpongeBob episode, the anchor arms.
And for the ladies, Harry.
Yeah, exactly. Jem and Melissa. Mm-hmm. They're the other workers in the social workers, I guess.
Yeah, the rooster and
see, like that's another thing we don't get explanation of. Like they're all social work. They're all social workers.
Yeah,
and we never really get to see them interact. Like that sounds like a good thing to Like, oh, we work with, like, troubled people and we help them out. Like,
yeah,
that would have been really cool to watch that or see that unfurl as well. And that doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're both really cute. They make a cute couple.
Oh, yeah, I like them together.
I didn't know Melissa was a... She's a wombat, right?
Yeah, she's a wombat.
Yeah, she's adorable. Mm-hmm. I put Nina. Nina Flip.
Yeah, Nina Flip, yeah.
She's adorable. I really liked her. She's a
dolphin. What about Kuro? I like Kuro.
Oh, man, Kuro. I wish we would have got more Kuro, too. He's so cool.
Yeah, I wish we got a little bit of background about him as well, because they said that he's like he was experimented on, right? And that's why he's...
Has a longer life.
Longer life than regular crows.
Crows. Yeah. He's a really cool character, too. He was in the concentration camp or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the alternate history I want to see now. What was World War II for them?
I know, right?
Like, was it actually World War II, and then they were experimenting on Beastmen as well? Or were Beastmen involved in World War II?
Yeah, that would have been nice to know.
Yeah. Because they just kind of, like, they were just doing, like, animal experiments or whatever. Hmm. Also, are there just regular animals? There has to be, right?
Yeah, there was, like, fish in the fish tank when Nina was in there.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But we never see, like, dogs or...
Oh, you know, that's a thing that bothered me, is when they lock Nina in the saltwater tank or whatever, how can you put somebody in something and then they can't take them out?
She's like, she was tired, so we threw him in the salt tank.
Yeah, like, what the heck?
Why?
How is that possible? How do you have to break it in order to get her out?
Is there a dolphin thing about that? Like, why couldn't she chill in the salt tank?
I don't know.
Maybe the pH levels were not right or something?
Yeah, not right or something, yeah.
What jerk... I actually really like the idea. They didn't really... I thought they were going to hit harder on it. But, like, mm-hmm. the fetishization of beast people...
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought that scene was going.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really... They kind of touch on it, but not really. And I guess this is supposed to be the point, but, like, actual racism, beast man racism makes no sense whatsoever. It's like...
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, most of the time, beast men are, like, they're normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Michiru is just the exception. She likes to be in her animal form all the time, but most people use their human form.
Yeah, most people are in their human form all the time.
Like, it's dumber than, like, actual racism, because at least with, like, I know, not saying that racism has a point, but with racism you can, like, physically see somebody's different.
Yeah.
With this, it's like, oh, he just looks like a human when he's not a beast.
An animal. But he's an animal, so I hate him.
That's so stupid. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
All right, more favorite characters, Jay. Sorry, got a little sidetracked there. Pinga. Pinga the...
Cool.
I don't know if he's a pelican. He's some kind of bird.
Yeah, I think he might be a pelican. So, he has a big mouth, right?
Yeah. So, okay, so the thing that makes sense to me with him, though I like him as a character, that was pretty cool. The thing I didn't like about him, his thing didn't make any sense. He was like, we're supposed to be equal, but we have to follow their rules. Or we're stuck under their jurisdiction. It's like, yeah, that's how it works, you know? Mm-hmm. As a human, like, it's not like the birds are being singled out. They're being included in this. Yeah. Like... Me and you can't just walk into Canada like nothing. Like, we need to have passports. We need to show our identification.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just that's just the double-edged sword of it, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you wanted equal rights? Well,
there you go.
You got, it's everything. I don't know. It's so weird. It's like that's what you wanted. And that's what it is. And then, but Michiru does make a really good point. She's like, I never thought that people who wanted, like, equal rights wouldn't help everybody, essentially, is what she says.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just because you have equal rights doesn't mean you're happy. I think it's, like, the point she makes or something like that. It's a kind of a weird point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally did not get that from him. I was like, well, yeah, that's how it is now.
And then he wanted his friends, like, buried or something like that?
I think that was kind of cool. Yeah, so all of his friends were killed trying to cross borders and stuff.
Yeah, like, shot down or something.
Yeah, and then... It was another, again, a really weird point that doesn't get... I mean, he gives her the dog tag, she goes, okay. And then later on, when he saves the mayor, he's like, I gotta make sure you bury my dog tags.
Yeah, he still has them.
Yeah, it's weird. And then the mayor. I thought it was really cool she was a naked mole rat. That was really cool.
I thought she was a hairless cat.
No, she's a naked... She's a
naked mole rat?
Yeah, she's a naked mole rat.
Oh, okay. Makes sense that she's a scientist then, because aren't they, like, really...
They're tested on.
Experimented on?
Yeah. So, really cool. I think that was cool. She's the first beast man to obtain a doctorate.
Yeah. Do you know why naked mole rats are experimented on a lot?
Are they, like, one of those weird animals that are, like, really close to humans?
No. I think, well, for one thing... the main reason that I know about is because they're the only animals known that do not get cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, you have any other care? I think we've touched on almost everybody.
Maybe the bad doctors and just some background people.
Well, I know how I felt about this character. I didn't add or add to any of mine. But, I always want to call her Desilluve. Freaking,
Oh. Desilluve.
Yeah, Desilluve.
Nazuna.
Yeah, Nazuna. How do you feel about Nazuna?
I think she's cool. She's fine.
Yeah. She's like a whatever character to me, I feel.
Yeah.
Because of the 2012 episodes, I feel like she's undercooked. She's not really developed. Mm-hmm. Alright. Least favorite moments... I guess we can talk about it. Just we've been harping on it the whole time, but rushed. That's it. There's a lot of big.
Yeah. There's no really specific moment that I like really dislike. It's just. Ooh. Yeah, it feels rushed. I have one. Like they could have been more.
Yeah, I have a dislike scene. It's the scene where, Michiru breaks into Savasta to save Nazuna, quote unquote save Nazuna. Mm-hmm. And then we get kind of like that weird plot dump of, oh no, we put the blood in you and whatever. And
It just explains like everything, almost everything.
Yeah. That felt like total like plot dump. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time I was like, Michiru, why aren't you mad right now? I'd be so mad if like my best friend knew why we were like this. And didn't tell me at least that
yeah,
this is what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just felt super weird. And it's like, no, obviously this man's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And like she just lets herself be convinced that he's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. It's like a really weird, off-putting scene. Although the scene leading up to it, like when she's breaking in. And, like, ripping the medical equipment off of her, that was really, really dope.
Yeah. Yeah, the chameleon stuff was pretty cool.
Alright, Jay. Favorite parts. And there's a lot of them.
I like the baseball episode.
Oh, my God. Jay. Jay.
Uh-huh.
I love that episode so much. You can probably already tell, like, watching, like, you're probably, Aaron's gonna love this episode. I lost it. I had so much fun with it.
Yeah.
And guess who directed that episode, Jay?
Who?
Freaking our boy Hiroyuki Imaishi directed that episode.
Of course he did.
Yeah. So he directed the first, fifth, and 12th episodes, I think they said. Or he at least boarded those episodes. Mm-hmm. God, I was like, when I watched it, I was like, this is me, like, Imaishi's handwork is, like, all over this episode. Like, I totally feel it. And it was. It was. Oh. Those episodes in Trigger Anime, I love. Just like the bare basics.
Basic plot.
Basic plot. Basic slice of life. Shenanigans episodes. Mm-hmm. And they happen in the same... I don't know if you noticed this. I think I mentioned it before. They all happen in the same episode. Like, same place in the series. Like, episode four.
For different series.
Yeah. So, it's they're all episode four, usually. Except for this one. It's episode five. So, like, episode four of Gurren Lagann is the episode where they meet the siblings. The black siblings. Uh-huh. Episode four of Kill la Kill is... episode four of Kill la Kill is when... they have to make their race to school. They have to get on time to school, which is also one of my favorite episodes. And then episode four of Little Witch is the Nightfall episode, the Twilight convention, which is also like really also like cheaply animated. And I feel it's just because maybe they like blow their budget on the first three episodes. And the fourth one, they have to take like a little budget break.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're so good at making like
budget stuff.
Jank look really good. Mm-hmm. Like they took all their experience from like Panty and Stocking, and like you can see it in these episodes. Especially like in these episodes, you can like totally see it.
Yeah.
And what's really weird too, you can see a lot of Panty and Stocking designs in monsters in this anime as well.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it happens in Little Witch, too. If you look at the Little Witch monsters, they also have that kind of... they kind of look like Panty and Stocking characters, or villains as well. But like Panty and Stocking characters have, like, instead of, like, the green ooze coming out of them, they have, like, red ooze or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But there's definitely similarities between all of them. I mean, there's those, like, flat 2D... like caricature looking scenes. I mean, that happens in like almost all of them, right?
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I really like that baseball episode. It's really good.
But the baseball episode, really fantastic. Good. Loved it.
The freaking I got super amped when Shiro was gonna do a Godzilla on Alan, when he was gonna open Alan's mouth and howl into it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you know, but that's like it happens in a lot of Godzilla movies where Godzilla will go and open someone's mouth and do his laser beam down their throat.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really into kaiju, so I don't think I've ever seen a traditional Godzilla movie.
I know it happened in the last King of Monsters. I think it pretty... That's how he beats, like, King Ghidorah. Is he opens one of Ghidorah's mouths and laser beams right through him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so he was about to do it, and I got so excited. And then Mitch Rue was like, no, don't. I didn't she even say anything. He just seen her, and he was like, all right, I'll let you go. Really dope. Again, opening and endings, I don't think I skipped any of them. I watched it all the way through every time.
The only time I skipped it was when Netflix forced me to skip it.
I don't understand, man. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It should be like in the opening. Like the opening, it asks if you want to skip, and if you wait for too long, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Here you have like 5 seconds. You don't get in 5 seconds, it skips the ending. Yeah, any other favorite moments? There's a lot of good ones in here.
Well, the bread part, the water filter part, really enjoyed those.
Any Jackie part? Anytime Jackie's in there?
Anything Jackie was hilarious. Oh, the part at the end when he's guiding Nazuna around. Like, oh no, that's the wrong way. Oh, this is what happens when you do something you're not used to. Helping people.
God, I'm trying to think of another good one.
Who's Jackie's voice actor?
Jackie's voice actor is... God, it's not Catherine Zay or whatever.
It's Erica...
Erica Mendez. Harlatcher? Harlatcher, yeah.
Yeah.
She's really good. She also plays really Flip's daughter, as well.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, so very
nice range.
Yeah, she has a terrific range. But another cool fun fact about these voice actors, there are 3 Persona 5 characters in this anime. And they all play kind of big characters in it. It's Michiru's voice actor is in Persona.
Jeremy Lee?
Yeah, Jeremy Lee. And Jeremy Lee, great voice actor. I think she did a... I guess fantastic. We didn't really talk about it, but the dub is really good. I really enjoyed the dub. So is Flip's daughter / Jackie. She's in Persona. And then Nezuna is also in Persona.
Zanith Huey?
Yeah. Huey? And she I don't know if you remember her, but she also was the chubby girl from Dragon Pilot.
Oh really? What's her name? Oh my god. She has like a foreign name, doesn't she?
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The one who's, and I'm pretty sure she also plays
she's not chubby, she's just a bigger girl.
Yeah, is she? I thought she was chubby. Maybe I'm thinking I'm mixing her up with
she's a dragon pilot, right?
Yeah. The one that the bigger dragon, the heaviest set dragon. Maybe I'm confusing her with the girl from A Little Witch. I forget her name off the top of my head as well.
The one that's always eating?
Yeah, the one that's always eating.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, is her.
No. But the one who's like the motherly character in Little Witch. Not Little Witch. Yeah. Dragon Pilot. Any other favorite moments, Jay? The festival? That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the festival was pretty cool.
Michiru escaping was really cool. And then when her name's not Michelle. What's the mink's name again?
Mary.
When Mary saves her, we get that really cool like surfer rock riff when they're fighting. Yeah. And that's like one of my favorite songs as well in it. Oh, I guess another thing I disliked, and this is on like Netflix's part. I really hated they didn't have the Japanese translations for science and stuff. Yeah. Especially when it was like there's 2 things, which is dumb because it's only 2 things that needed to be subbed in it, and you don't see them.
Yeah, the first is the poster at the very beginning.
Yeah, that says "Die Beastmen," which is not even like it's so lazy just to put that. And then second is like I had no idea that was like Michiru's mom at the end until I went and turned on the subtitles. Mm-hmm. And that's like a very important like scene.
Yeah.
I wonder what she told everybody, like what happened to her.
I know, right?
I bet they were like, oh, she went to go live with her aunt and uncle in the city or something. Because she lived in like the boonies, right? They lived like in the boonies. Alright, Jay, is anything else?
Hey, check it out. That Zanith girl.
Yeah.
She is in The Familiar of Zero. She is Siesta.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think we've seen the dub.
Yeah.
To be fair.
We've always watched the sub.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little thing.
And she has a really cool name, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jay, is there anything else you want to bring up before we end the wrap-up?
Inferno Cop. Really cool seeing him.
Oh, really cool.
In the Jumbotron.
Does that mean that this is in the Triggerverse? If Inferno Cop is there? On TV?
Yeah. Has to be.
No, like, I don't know if it's in the... If Inferno Cop's on TV, how can they be in the Triggerverse? Because he's a living person in the Triggerverse.
Oh, I guess you're right. Unless he's a movie star in... At some point.
It could be. Real quick. Another really cool thing is the star. Like, the star in the Triggerverse. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, his scar. The scar on the wolf's stomach or whatever, well, was a star, and like the slit on his throat was also like a star, and it's like this, it's like the same star that is also the star on the Gakuen or the Kill la Kill uniforms.
Okay, yeah.
And it's also the star that's that Chariot burned into the moon. Mm-hmm. It's like the same symbol is in here as well.
Isn't there also stars in Luluko at some point? Does she have like a hair tie or a hair
clip could be. Or something like that? I don't remember. But those are the ones I could remember off the top of my head right now. Mm. And then a lot of time when there are stars, like in the ending, there are that same shape of star as well.
Okay.
And that's really cool, I feel. Okay. Cool reference. Oh, and that's also really cool. I guess we didn't mention that in character design, but in Shiro, his collar was covering up his throat getting slit or his head getting cut off. I thought that was really cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. The choker.
The choker. What were they building instead of the Church of the White Wolf? What were they building at the end? Do you know?
I thought they were just fixing it, like finishing it.
Were they? Because it was done. I thought they're making it to a different shape. At the end.
Oh, maybe. Maybe they're taking off the wings or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Anything else you want to mention, Jay? Before we end the wrap-up?
Had a fun time.
Good time. Good anime. Wasted potential. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Anyway. What goes first, Jay?
Accessibility?
No, not accessibility. Oh, yeah, accessibility. I think anybody can watch this.
Yeah, anybody could watch it.
We didn't really touch on like the tones of racism and stuff.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of like of that stuff.
Yeah, I just thought it was like really hand-fisted. I'll say about this. It's like a mixture between like racism and being who you want to be.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, at some points, like, not in a disparaging way, I thought it was, like, a euphemism for, like, let your freak flag fly.
Okay.
Like, be who you are, be who you want to be. But at the same time...
Yeah, be proud of who you are.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was like, oh no, like, they're literally, like, it's literally, like, almost the Holocaust for these people. Yeah. Like, they're being hunted down and killed. Yeah,
we need to kill all beastmen.
Yeah. Like, this beastmen, like, hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of messed up that like, they're put on this island, away from people. What else, Jay? Oh, and it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Real easy. A lot of languages Netflix. You can watch it in.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
I don't know, but... Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I'm good, too. I think I could rewatch this, though. Like, if someone else wanted to watch it, I'd be down to rewatch it again. I don't think I'll seek to rewatch this one.
Yeah, by yourself at least.
Yeah. Like, I'm legitimately considering this week rewatching Little Witch Academia. Just because it's so good.
All right.
What's something
you would change?
Yeah, what's something you would change, Jay?
I mean, we've already talked a lot about like things that we would change. A lot, I would want more filler.
Yeah, this anime is like built for. I think a lot of trigger anime is like built for filler,
mm-hmm.
for just fun episodes. Yeah,
I feel like especially like with this kind of anime, where it has like a bunch of animals and like, I feel like it would be a lot of good filler. With this in this universe,
I would like to see more human interaction with the beastmen.
Yeah, I thought that would have been cool.
That would have been cool. Yeah, more episodes. I don't even say like more budget because I think Trigger does a good job.
Of handling budget,
handling their budget, because mm-hmm. the things are so stylized that most times you don't need to do too much.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Final verdict. What do you give it?
I give this a flat recommend.
Yeah, flat recommend. Maybe a little closer to high somewhere in the mid range, but yeah. closer to just a flat recommend. Really enjoyed it. Really fun.
Yeah.
It was not a bland new anime as I.
Was this the first 2020 anime we've watched?
Yeah. It has to be. Really good. It's a good year for anime, I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jay. Now that we've decided to live the rest of our lives in Anime City here.
I know. We decided to stay as beastmen. What kind of beastmen would you want to be, Aaron? I know we've already talked about, like, what kind of animal would we want to be. I would want to be a flamingo beastman.
That'd been pretty cool. You didn't want to be one of those dodo beastmen who went extinct?
Oh my god. I felt so bad.
Poor dodo beastman.
I know, right? He jumped off a cliff like an ice age.
I don't know. I think like a cat person would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I really like the dog people too. And that's just like in any anime, like the dog guy in My Hero. Like that detective dog. What kind of dog are those, Jay?
Bloodhounds?
Are they bloodhounds? Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. This is pretty dope.
Yeah, bloodhounds are usually depicted as detectives because of their nose, how accurate they are at finding stuff.
There you go. All right. Because they're hunting dogs?
Tracking dogs.
Tracking dogs. All right, Jay. What do you have for us next week?
So, I got an itch again. I got an itch to set sail and... and join the Straw Hat Pirates.
So I don't know if you want to go as long as I think I want to go on this.
Okay, how long do you want to go?
Like at least 30 plus episodes.
Oh my god! Because you don't want to watch that much?
Because
the next arc is huge. If
we,
or what?
No, because if we stop, we're gonna stop in the middle of Water 7, and I'd rather just finish Water 7.
Okay, and how long is
it's like seven? From including what we have to watch, like 30 something, I think. Oh, well, god. Yeah, I know. I don't really want to stop mid arc.
Okay.
That's what we kind of stopped in like a funny place.
Okay.
We could definitely try to
watch that.
So I'll look right now and see how many episodes there are. But I don't know. We can pencil in right now like 20 episodes.
Okay.
Because I don't know how hard of a time you had watching this week with the 12. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. You can choose whatever you want. I'm pretty free this next upcoming week.
Okay.
So, you can pick how many episodes we would like to do. But, yeah, I think Water 7 is a little long. It's like almost 30 or 40 episodes, something like that in the week.
40? I don't know if I could do 40, but
so we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. It was a good spot.
We might have to take 2 weeks to do this then, if we have to do that.
Well, let's see. We'll see. Okay. I mean, we could take 2 weeks. We have a little bit of a buffer, but
yeah, we could, and we could also do like some sort of, well, we could do like side things as well.
Yeah. So we'll,
because I have a idea for a podcast that we could do.
Oh, okay. Ooh, is it? Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Did you finish?
No.
Okay. I'm
close.
Okay. Because I was thinking about doing something with other people, but yeah, we can do that too. That sounds fun.
Okay.
All right, guys. If you liked us.
Yeah.
And like this vague talking we did.
I know, right?
go ahead. Leave us a like. Subscribe. Mm-hmm. Comment on YouTube. No, YouTube. Sorry.
Comment on YouTube.
Come on YouTube, sure.
There's not much on there.
iTunes, SoundCloud, yep. Wherever you get your podcasts from.
Yep.
Leave us
a like, follow us.
Send us an email, animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Have you checked the email lately?
Yep. I check it all the time. I take it at least once a day.
Cool.
And
that's the Instagram.
Oh, the Instagram. Check the Instagram at.
Yeah, I'm doing some drawings on there. I drew that hamster. What was his name? Ibichu.
That hamster.
Yeah.
Who you gonna draw this week, Jay?
I don't know.
A lot of cute characters you can draw.
Maybe I should draw Jackie. Do you think Jackie would be a cool drawing?
Either Jackie or Kuro would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, Kuro would be a nice one. crew would probably be easier.
And you don't got to color it because it's a black.
I know, right? I'm either gonna, I got to make sure the lines are correct, though.
You know, he's on there. You can see it. Draw his eyes. There you go. Cool. And with that, everybody, stay safe.
Yep.
Stay being yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.